just going to pray into this. I'm going to go through a couple scriptures in Isaiah. And I just feel like there's in this awakening of the church right now, it's all eyes on Jesus. The moment we take our eyes off is the moment we begin to see the storms and we begin to sink. In Isaiah 6, it says, "In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord seated on a throne, high and exalted, and the train of his robe filled the temple." King Uzziah started out as a good king. He started out as a godly king, and he became powerful. And it says that pride came into his life. And he turned away from the things of the Lord, and the later years of his life did not end well. But as I was praying, I felt like that there is like this position of pride, which has kind of been raised up in the church as well. Even I feel like the Lord is dealing with it in a great way right now, in our own lives, but corporately as well in the church. And it's the year, I feel like it's the year as pride begins to fall, that then we begin to see the glory of the Lord. We begin to see his temple, and then things begin to shift. And so, Lord, I thank you for the shift that's happening. Lord, I say we take a hold of that pride in the church right now and in our own lives. It's pride that... Jesus saw Satan fall like lightning. Pride rose up. It's a position of pride in the garden that where man fell. But Jesus, we thank you that when our eyes are on you, when we look to you, everything begins to shift. It's no longer pride, but Lord, it's you, Jesus. We look at you. We behold you. And this is that where all of a sudden Isaiah, everything shifted. Where it was before, it was woe is you, it was woe is me. For I'm a man, he says, I am ruined. I'm a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. And my eyes have now seen the King, the Lord Almighty. Everything changes. But I thank you that as we behold you, those things in us get revealed. And then here's the beauty of it, is Isaiah was seeing himself in a different position. And as soon as he did, as soon as he saw it, then the Lord sends one of the seraphs with a coal from the altar to touch his mouth, to touch his lips. And he says, "See, I have touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away. Your sin is atoned for." But there was this moment where he saw it. As he looked at the Lord, he didn't look at it. He saw the Lord, and things began to be revealed. And in that place of repentance, that's where the Lord came. And he said, "Now, take the coal, touch his lips, that all sin is atoned for." And Lord, I thank you that you're about to send your church, but there is a required holiness. There is a required cleansing. There's a required repentance. There's a required cleaning, and there's a required pride that has to come down. In the year that Isaiah died, Lord, I thank you that pride is falling in the church, and Jesus is being made known. Jesus is being seen once again in the church. The church is getting their eyes back on Jesus and beginning to see things that they didn't even see before. And now those things are being revealed in us. And now there's this place of repentance and coming to the Lord, and he's like, "Yes, your sins are atoned for. Yes, there's a grace to come into this, but it requires a place of repentance." And then the Lord says, "Who will go for me?" Lord, I thank you that you are about to send your church on the most amazing journey to see a revival like we've never seen before, to see a reformation, to see a love reformation, of hearts returning towards to the Father. Jesus, we thank you for what you're doing. And I just saw this kind of progression here, just kind of the quick version of it, is just this Isaiah 6, pride coming down, eyes on Jesus, coming into the Holy of Holies, that the restoration of the church and individuals as well. I see it just corporately and individually. And then into this Isaiah 58, which is what I feel like the Lord's calling us into. It's the Isaiah 58 fast. It's the act. Now, as we're sent, what are we sent to do? We're sent to bind up the brokenhearted, set captives free. We're sent to go after those that are poor, those that are naked, those that are homeless, those that, we're in Revelation 3, it says, you think you're rich, but you're actually poor, blind, pitiful, naked. You don't know that you're missing it all. This was to the church. This was to people in the church. This was not to the unsaved. This was to the church. To say, no, you're missing it. So Lord, I thank you that there is this awakening, that the church actually goes after the church. That we say, come on, wake up. Wake up to the things of the Lord now. So Lord, I thank you this is our opportune time. And then into that, just Isaiah 60, which is that arise, shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. Lord, I thank you for this, that you are taking us to a new place. Your glory is beginning to rise upon us. It's not our light, it's your light that shines through us as the church. And as it does, Lord, I thank you. Then in the Isaiah 61, there's an anointing that comes. That we become anointed by the Holy Spirit to carry out everything that you call us to do. This is where we bind up the brokenhearted. We set captives free. And then, even as this fast that we're moving into, starting on the 7th of May, and it's a 21-day fast to May 28th, to the day of Pentecost, that this is this where we will not keep silent. For Jerusalem's sake, it says, I will not remain quiet until her righteousness shines out like the dawn. Jesus, we want your righteousness to shine out like the dawn. Let it shine through Jerusalem. Let it shine through the Jewish people. Let it shine through us, Lord, as we've been grafted in. Lord, let your light shine through your people. Let there be a light that breaks through the darkness. Where there's darkness over the earth and where there's a thick darkness over the people, it says, but the glory of the Lord. How does it say it? It says, but the Lord rises upon you and his glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light and kings to the brightness of your dawn. So Lord, we thank you for the days that we are in. These are days like no other. This is not a normal time. Lord, I pray that we would be like the sons of Issachar, that would know the times and the seasons that we're in right now, that would see, even according to your word, according to your scripture, what's happening in this very time, that we would be alert, awake, aware. Awaken your church, Lord. Awaken us. Thank you, Lord, that you're calling for the intercessors. You're calling for the prayer warriors. You're calling for those that are going to intercede for the lost, that are going to cry out. And when we cry out, it says, you will answer us. When we call upon you, you will say, here am I. So Jesus, we thank you. It's all about you. It's all because of you. You're the firstborn from among the dead. It's only because of you that there's new life for all of us as the body of Christ. So we bless your name tonight. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. Lord, I thank you for the decrees and the prayers that are about to go forth here. And that, Lord, for the rest of us, that we come into that agreement, we just say, amen, let it be so, that these corporate prayers would come up, that they would touch the heart of heaven, they would touch your heart. Lord, we thank you that even in that there is a sound that goes forth that releases the angels to move across that. Lord, I thank you for the four winds. I thank you for the winds that are blowing in this season, the winds of the Spirit that are moving. We say, do what you want to do in this place. Use us, send us as your people to accomplish everything that you want to accomplish. In Jesus' name. So I'm just going to, going to open it. You guys can, whoever wants to pray, again, I just say keep it vertical. Come into an agreement.
Revelation 3:18, I advise you to buy from me gold refined by fire. Gold refined by fire, that you may become rich, and white garments, and that you may clothe yourselves, and that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and eye salve to anoint your eyes, that you may see. God, I thank you that you're teaching us to come by gold refined in the fire, that our lives would be lives that are refined in the fire, living sacrifices, God. We lay down our lives. We lay down our rights. We are your bondservants. We are your bondservants. We belong to you, God. We belong to you. Help us to buy that gold refined in the fire, God. Refine us. Bring finer's fire. Bring the fuller soap, God. Cleanse us and wash us. Purify our hearts to serve you in truth. White garments, God. Remove the stains, Abba. Remove the stains. We invite you to pinpoint and to point out, to highlight those things that offend you, that grieve you, God, that we may have pure white garments, God, that we may be ready for your coming, God, that we may be ready for your coming, God, in Yeshua's name.
Help us in our moments of unbelief. Lord, I think of Jesus in Mark 9, when he says, anything is possible if a person believes. And the Father instantly cried out, I do believe, but help me overcome my unbelief. And Jesus went on to perform this miracle and this deliverance for him. And Moses, when he encounters the Lord at the burning bush, he's really unsure if this is going to work. And the Lord says, okay, do this thing with your rod. Do this thing with your hand. I want to show you that I'm real and that there's real power. When Gideon was being called to conquer an enemy that seemed imposing and overpowerful, he had his fleeces and he had the dream. And time again, Old Testament, New Testament, we see, Lord, that you are helping us with our unbelief. And in those moments where we do believe, but there's still this thing where we wonder, but what if? And so, Father, we ask that tonight you would help us. As a congregation, help us in our unbelief. Help us to overcome our unbelief. Lord, that we'd be a people who believe firmly everything that's written in your word, every promise that you have for us, every word of instruction that you give to us. Lord, help us to operate in a full belief, a full trust, knowing full well that you will do it, having a full confidence that everything you say will be done, having a full confidence that those rewards will be there for us, having the full confidence that we will not fail when we follow in obedience, having a full confidence that you are with us and that you are helping us and that you are empowering us and that there is a grace that is more than enough for whatever we're facing. And so, Father, help us to overcome that unbelief. Lord, increase faith in our hearts. Increase the testimonies. Increase the stories of your faithfulness. Increase our remembrance on all those times that you haven't let us down, on all those times that you got us through something. Lord, I pray that we would focus on those, that we would dwell on those things, that we would meditate on your goodness, we would meditate on your faithfulness, and it would help us to overcome unbelief in Jesus' name.
I do believe, but help me with my unbelief. I do believe, but help me with my unbelief. I do believe, but help me with my unbelief. Oh, I do believe, but help me with my unbelief. We pray, I do believe, but help me with my unbelief. with my unbelief. I do believe, but help me with my unbelief. We pray. I do believe, but help me with my unbelief. 'Cause you are my confidence. You are my confidence. You are my confidence.
Traveling this week, caught up with an old friend I used to run with. I was here locally. Started talking about testimonies of what took place in 2012, 2013. We weren't reminiscing, saying, "I wish it could be like that," or it's not like that. We just said, "What was the catalyst, or what was the thing? What was the that there was one thing like that got us up in the morning, that made us run after the Lord?" Yeah, there's love and there's all these other things, but it was thirst. Like, where are we quenching our thirst? Where are we quenching our thirst? Are we thirsting for the things of this world? Or are we thirsting for the things of heaven? Are we thirsting for the water that's eternal, where we'll never thirst again? Or are we going to drink the water from the spigot, from the cistern that's been spoiled, from the man-made things and that have been created? Wow. It took me to Isaiah 55. Coincidental that Mike was in Isaiah, and his heart was on Isaiah. I have a big note here. In 2019, my daughter, we were watching a TV show downstairs or something, and all of a sudden we heard travailing, sobbing, super, very loud sobbing, travailing, and then tongues, and it was like, I felt like the house just got filled with the oil of God. And I remember running upstairs, and this took place. We just let her be with the Lord. And as I looked down, there was oil flowing out of her Bible. And I looked, and it was Isaiah 55. Just turning over to Isaiah 56. She literally was reading about the thirsting of the Lord. Thirsting after the things of heaven and God's promises. So come to me, all you who are thirsty. These are the promises of God when we thirst after him. Come to the waters
And you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen to me and eat what is good, and your soul will delight in the richest of fare. Give ear and come to me. Hear me, that your soul may live. I will make an everlasting covenant with you. My faithful love promised to David is yours. You have access to it. See, I have made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander of the peoples. Surely you will summon nations you know not, and nations that do not know you will hasten to you. Because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has endowed you with splendor. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the evil man his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will fully pardon. And freely pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and the bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me void, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. Let me repeat that. It will achieve the purpose for which I sent it. I love Proverbs 19:21, Lord. It says, the ways of a man are demised in his heart, but God, your purpose always prevails. Your purpose in sending out the word, God, will always come back fulfilled. It will not return void. So God, we thank you that you will go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. Love that vision. Love that vision right there. Instead of the thorn bush will grow the pine tree. And instead of the briars, the myrtle will grow. This will be for the Lord's renown, for the everlasting sign which will not be destroyed. So Lord, I thank you. God, let us just be thirsty for you. Not just tonight, Lord. Let us awaken, God, thinking about the thirst of the things that you have for us, Lord. Let us thirst after you, Lord. Let us chase not, God, the things of this earth. Let us chase the things, God, that are of you. I thank you that, God, you will put the word on the tongue of a ready writer, Lord. I thank you, God, that we would write deep into the night, God, that we would pray and intercede and contend, Lord, for the things here on this side of heaven, God. I thank you, God, that things that are bound on earth will be bound in heaven. And God, the things loosed here on earth will be loosed in heaven, God. I thank you, God, you will fulfill the thirst of man that comes after you, like the deer panting, Lord. Looking for the water, looking for the stream. Let us be that one. Lord, never ending, never ceasing, Lord. For those that have ears to hear, those that have eyes to see. Wow. Those that run after you, let them go. Let them be fulfilled with the promise, the seed, Lord. That water that comes down and returns back up, Lord. Not to have a seed that's not water, not to have a seed or a bud, God, that goes unknown. Let it come forth Even as we enter spring, Lord, let it bud, Lord. Let it sprout, Lord. Let it come forth, Lord, in the earth right now.
We come to the table to feast on your word. Anyone who's hungry, anyone who thirsts, just come to the table. We'll feast on your word. Anyone who's hungry, anyone who thirsts, just come to the table and we'll feast on your word. Anyone who's hungry, anyone who thirsts, just come to the table. We'll feast on your word. Anyone who's hungry, anyone who thirsts, just come to the table. We'll feast on your word. Anyone who's hungry, anyone who thirsts, just come to the table. Feast on your word. Anyone who's hungry, anyone who thirsts, just come to the table and we'll feast on your word. Anyone who's hungry, anyone who thirsts, just come to the table and we'll feast on your word.
Psalm 23, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. What are those enemies? Father, I thank you that guilt, shame, and condemnation, things that war against God, I pray right now, Father, you prepare that table. Father, we say right here and now in this place, we thank you, God, for a mighty outpouring right now. Father, of that river, of that thirst, that hunger for you, God. Father, we pray right now for a mighty outpouring, God, over a generation. Father, over a region. Father, over a nation. And we say, Jesus, Father, we pray right now for an unleashing, God. Father, where it says, John 10:10, the enemy has come to kill, to steal, and destroy. But he says, you have come to give life and life in abundance. Father, we pray for a mighty life-giving. Father, your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We pray a mighty unleashing of the blood of the Lamb. In Jesus' name, all over this region, the blood that speaks a better word, the blood that speaks a better word over our family, over our children, over marriages, God, over a region. Come on, speak the blood of the Lamb right now. Father, we pray the blood of Jesus. Father, blanketing our nation, we say in Jesus' name, north, south, east, and west, let the blood of the Lamb, Father, turn all eyes on King Jesus. Father, we pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
If you're able, would you stand to your feet? Stand to your feet for one moment. Tomorrow is the National Day of Prayer. So, Father, we just cover. We cover right now, God. Father, denominations, God. And we say, let the mantle of John 17, oneness, Father, flow through the region, flow through Colorado, flow through the nation, God. We pray right now, someone say the blood of the Lamb. Come on, the blood of Jesus. We pray the blood of Jesus over tomorrow. Father, as hearts unite, Father, we pray, just like it says in Matthew, God, and when you pray, make sure you forgive the fault of others so that your Father in heaven will also forgive you. Father, I thank you that differences, Father, that even agendas are laid down tomorrow in Jesus' name. We pray, God, that agendas, Father, we pray that the ideas, Father, we pray these things, they're broken by the power of the blood of Jesus. We pray the blood of Jesus, Father, that breaks, God, in Jesus' name, every single curse. We declare one nation under God. We pray, God, that America does not have a queen. America has a king, and his name is Jesus. We pray the name of Jesus, the name that's above every name, the name under his name, every other name that is named will bow, and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. Father, we pray right now, Jesus, over the National Day of Prayer. Jesus, over the National Day of Prayer at the Capitol tomorrow morning, here in Castle Rock, and all through Colorado. We pray that the name of Jesus be lifted high, that Colorado will be saved, that America will be saved, that our kids will be saved, that our children will know you, God. So we pray right now, one last time, the blood of the Lamb. We speak the blood of Jesus, and we declare mercy triumphs over judgment in Jesus' name.
We plead the blood of the Lamb, we plead the blood of the Lamb. We plead the blood of the Lamb, we plead the blood of the Lamb. We plead the blood of the Lamb, we plead the blood of the Lamb. Right here and now. We plead the blood of the Lamb, we plead the blood of the Lamb. We plead the blood of the Lamb, we plead the blood of the Lamb. We plead the blood of the Lamb, we plead the blood of the Lamb. Plead the blood of the Lamb.
I just want us to like picture that thing that's in opposition, whether it's to your family or to like a prodigal child, or if we're just I can't play and sing, sorry, or talk and play, or if it's over Colorado. Just picture that while we sing that out, because we plead the blood of the Lamb, we plead the blood of the Lamb. We plead the blood of the Lamb, we plead the blood of the Lamb. Picture it right now. We plead the blood of the Lamb, we plead the blood of the Lamb. We plead the blood of the Lamb, we plead the blood of the Lamb. Over Colorado. We plead the blood of the Lamb, we plead the blood of the Lamb. Speaks a better word. We plead the blood of the Lamb. Blood of the Lamb, it's still working. We plead the blood of the Lamb, we plead the blood of the Lamb. We plead the blood of the Lamb, we plead the blood of the Lamb, it's still moving. We plead the blood of the Lamb, we plead the blood of the Lamb. We plead the blood of the Lamb, we plead the blood of the Lamb.
Yes, we plead the blood of Jesus over our nation. We plead the blood of Jesus over Colorado. Oh, we say the blood speaks a better word. The blood speaks mercy. The blood speaks cleansing. The blood. Lord, we ask you tomorrow that a spirit of prayer would just rest upon your people. God, we ask that you would have a down payment of Isaiah 56. We ask that you would give your church the anointing to be a house of prayer. The anointing to be a house of prayer. God, we ask you for all that is in your heart with that statement. You would just pour it out on the Church of America. You would pour it out on the Church of Colorado. Jesus, you are the great intercessor. You are the great high priest, ever interceding. Lord, would you pour out that anointing of intercession, that anointing for prayer that rests upon you as the firstborn from the dead, that rests upon you seated at the right hand of majesty and power. Pour out a spirit of grace and a spirit of supplication. I pray that you would confront the Church of America even tomorrow with their prayerlessness, and you would call them in to prayer by your mercy. Give to us that Daniel 9 spirit of intercession, crying out, God, have mercy on America. God, would you wipe away our sins? We are undeserving of your wiping away sin removing power, but God, would you release it tomorrow? Would you release it tomorrow? I pray that you would just apprehend Presbyterian churches, apprehend Baptist churches, apprehend non-denominational churches. Lord, as they meet on Capitol steps, as they meet at their town square and they pray, Lord, we ask for a spirit of intercession just to rest upon them. Oh, my house will be called a house of prayer. Jesus, we just invite you to cleanse house and to return the church to a house of prayer. Holy Spirit, we ask you to give your church your groanings in intercession. Give your church your burden in intercession. We ask you for that Zechariah 12, spirit of grace and spirit of supplication to be poured out upon your people, that your people would be empowered to cry out mercy, that your people would turn to you in humility and in prayer and in fasting and in weeping and in mourning, and you would pour out that Joel 2 anointing. You would pour out that Joel 2 spirit. Pour out your spirit, God, on your church. Let your sons and daughters prophesy. Let your old men and your young men see visions and dream dreams. Let your women prophesy tomorrow. Let your men prophesy tomorrow under the anointing of the Spirit. God, we say break in. Break in. Break in, God. Break in Jesus' name. Every leader that's calling people to pray tomorrow, God, encounter them tonight. Encounter them tonight with a dream and with a vision, and let them wake up with the word of the Lord. Encounter them tonight, Lord, with an angelic visitation, with a apprehending of your spirit, and let them give the word of the Lord tomorrow. Let them pray the word of the Lord tomorrow. Tracy reminded us in Isaiah 55 that does not return void, that is successful when it is released. God, we ask you for this in Jesus' name.
Never burn out, let the fire on your altar never burn out. Make us a house of prayer. Let the fire on your altar never burn out. Let the fire on your altar never burn out. Let the fire on your altar never burn out. Make us a house of prayer. Let the fire on your altar never burn out. Let the fire on your altar never burn out. Let the fire fire on your altar, never burn out. Make us a house of prayer. And let the fire on your altar never burn out. Let the fire on your altar never burn out. Let the fire on your altar never burn out. And make me a house of prayer. Let the fire on your altar never burn out. Let the fire on your altar never burn out. Let the fire on your altar never burn out. Oh, make us a house of prayer. Let the fire on your altar never burn out. Let the fire on your altar never burn out. Let the fire on your altar never burn out. And make us a house of prayer. And let the fire on your altar never burn out. Let the fire on your altar never burn out. Let the fire on your altar never burn out. Make us a house of prayer.
Yeah, Lord, we just thank you, God, for just that breakthrough, Lord, like Tracy was praying, God, just for that thirst, Lord. We just pray for just the gift of hunger, God. Pray for the gift of hunger, Lord. Thank you that from you, through you, and to you are all things, God. So we just ask for the Church of Colorado, Lord, just pray even tomorrow that by your Spirit you would just birth a spirit of hunger for prayer, God. That you would just birth a spirit of hunger for the things of you, Lord. You just draw people in deeper, deeper, Holy Spirit, just by your Spirit, God, that there would be a spirit birth. Just pray even for like travail and just things to break out, God, and people who maybe never experienced it before, Lord, tomorrow, that just your Spirit, by your Holy Spirit, that you would birth just that spirit of hunger, Lord. And I was hearing that that scripture David said that you break out like a flood of water. You broke out like a flood of water before his enemies, Lord. So we just pray that you just break out like a flood of water. Just break open the deep, Lord. Deep would cry into deep, Lord. Just those groanings, Lord, that we can't even articulate, Holy Spirit, that you would birth that, God. But we just say, Lord, we just give you permission to take over our bodies, Lord. We just give you permission to pray through us, Holy Spirit. And, yeah, we just thank you, Lord, for just releasing that just from you, through you, and to you are all things, Lord Jesus. From you, through you, and to you are all things, Lord God. Just release, just by your Spirit, just that flood that flows from you, through us, and back to you, Lord. We just thank you, God, in Jesus' name.
Father, we intercede on behalf of your bride. We intercede. We stand in a place with you, Jesus. We are calling for your bride. We're calling for your bride to awaken. We speak a renewed mind over the Church of Colorado. Every denomination that calls on the name of Jesus, that every one of them tomorrow would awaken with a fresh understanding of their position in Christ, that as they speak and pray, they understand where they stand. They stand next to you, Jesus, and they speak from heaven. And the words they speak come from your heart, and let it move the earth. Let it move the people. Let it move those who have no idea your name, who have never heard the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, come and awaken your church renew the mind of the church to the rightful place. Let us think correctly. Let us hold ourselves in appropriate esteem as you have paid for it. Jesus, I ask, as Paul wrote, it is to me, the very least of all saints, this grace was given to preach to the Gentiles the unfathomable riches of Christ, and to bring to light that which was the administration of the mystery, which for ages has been hidden in God who created all things, so that the manifold wisdom of God might be made known through the earth, through the church, to the rulers and the authorities in heavenly places. This was in accordance with the eternal purpose which he carried out in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and confidence, access through faith in him. So we speak this out in Jesus' name, that we would hold, that our minds would be aligned with heaven, that our words would be aligned with heaven. Jesus, we want to speak and pray what you are praying. We want to release what you are releasing. We want to bind what you are binding, and fill the mouths of your saints with the words of authority that come from your throne, that no word which shall proceed from our mouths that is not in alignment. So I speak that over the Church of Colorado. Be in alignment in Jesus' name. I release angels to go to the people who are going to pray at our capital, who are going to pray at our city councils, who are going to pray at our schools, who are going to pray at our places of legislation. Holy Spirit, come and manifest in Jesus' name.
First Thessalonians 5. But you, brothers and sisters, are not in darkness, so that this day should surprise you like a thief. You are all children of light and children of the day. We do not belong to the night or to the darkness. So then, let us not be like others who are asleep, but let us be awake and sober. And Father, you highlighted that to me, awake and sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, putting on faith and love as a breastplate, and the hope of salvation as a helmet. So, Father, may the bride, may the body of Christ be sober from the things of this world, the things that dim our light, Father, anything that dims our light, anything of this world, anything that can be addictive, Father, let us be sober from it. Let us turn our hearts fully to you, and let us submit to you and submerge ourselves in your presence all day, every day, so that our lights can shine so brightly before men that we can glorify you, Father, everywhere we go and everything that we do. And Father, I declare and decree every prayer said tonight and every prayer said tomorrow on National Prayer Day come true effectively and immediately in Jesus' mighty name.
This is Romans 10. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him in whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. So Jesus, we just thank you, God, that you chose to leave the glory of heaven, and that you put on flesh, and that you chose to be nailed to a cross, and you arose on the third day. So God, we ask for the reward of your suffering, Jesus. God, we ask for the lost, God. in Colorado, in this nation, in Israel, God, we ask, God, would you give us the lost? God, I ask, God, that you would give us your heartbeat for the lost, God, that you would give us your heartache, your tears, and your intercession, God. God, we ask, God, that in this state, God, that you would find your church, your bride, one mm-hmm. with your tears and your intercession for the lost. God, I ask, God, would you give us revelation of the eternity, of heaven, but also eternity in hell. Oh, God, would you grip our hearts, God, with this truth, God, with this reality, God, of separation from you for eternity, yet the glory with you in heaven, God. God, I thank you, God, that Jesus, you leave the 99. You leave the 99 and you go after the one, God. So, God, I ask, God, would you give us eyes to see the one, God? Would you give us eyes to see the one, God? God, we ask, God, for prophetic utterance from heaven, God. God, that you would make us bold and brave like a lion, like the lion of the tribe of Judah, oh God. God, we ask, God, that you would send us, God. God, that you would send us to set the captives free, God, in this day and in this hour, God. God, we just declare a charge over your bride, God, a charge over your church to awake, God, that you would awaken us from our slumber, God, where we have chosen to be complacent and to not open our mouth, God. God, would you forgive us, Jesus? God, we ask for your boldness, God, to fall upon us, God, that your love, God, would you baptize us with your love for the lost, God. God, your word says, wise is he who wins souls. So, oh God, we ask, God, that you would make us wise in the winning of souls, God, that we may win for the Lamb the reward of his suffering.
In Romans, Paul the Apostle is writing a letter to the saints in the Church of Rome, expressing his vision, hopes, edification, and desire to visit the Greeks. In Romans 12, 1 and 2, it says, therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. To serve the body of Christ or the church with spiritual gifts that can only be brought forth by the grace and mercy of God, that the gifts given to the saints by God are not only acceptable, but also divine and exalted, or worthy of complete devotion as one perfect in goodness and righteousness, then expressed as giving to the Lord whatever he requires of our time, our earthly possessions, and our energies to further his work for the purpose of the fulfillment of the Lord's will as a gift to the body, inspiring us toward an inner change of nature, working into the outward life, not sinful humanity and the culture of the earth, but for changing direction and turning away from sin, and exposing ourselves to God's word and instructions through the obedience and faith and modeling the glory of the fulfillment of God's kingdom, where no part is defective or wanting or lacking. So, Father, Lord, God, we trust your leadership. We trust the Holy Spirit empower us to motivate and guide each other, glory to glory, signs and wonders, as a church body for edification. Allow us to outdo each other in righteousness in the laying down of this world, and allow us to pick up our cross onto life. Thank you for blessing us with the fruit of the branch of the vine in your inheritance when in unity and at oneness with you, Lord. that your divine and your majestic will be the evidence of what is pure and true, and that moment to moment we see through the lens of a sound mind. Allow us, the mind of the church, to be at oneness with the word of God, and allow the metamorphosis from sinful nature and worldly pleasure to take the place of your kingdom culture, and the mindfulness of your thoughts, your will, and our obedience, and the increase of God-fearing wisdom and gifts of the Spirit for the fulfillment of your kingdom and for our church, the Rock, and every church across Colorado. We bind our thoughts to your thoughts, Lord. We bind our words to your words. Your will, not our will, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Going to close with this, and we're going to just worship. Are we going to worship the final song, or maybe? I just felt like there was so much good, so many good things that we just prayed tonight, and I was just reminded of Chuck Pierce in 2019. He prophesied some things, and there were two mantles, and the first one was an Isaiah 35 mantle, and I feel like it's in this place. Been talking about this hungering and thirsting, talking about this as we become the living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to Him. There's a complete surrender of our lives. But this Isaiah 35 is about the joy of the redeemed. That in this place where when we say yes to Him, there is a strength and a joy for the church. And then they're just like the promises of God are so amazing. But he says this is the desert and the parched land will be glad. That place of dryness when there's a hunger and a thirst, it will be glad. It says the wilderness will rejoice and it will blossom. Like the crocus, it will burst into bloom. It will rejoice greatly. It will shout for joy. The glory of Lebanon will be given to it. The splendor of Carmel and Sharon. And they will see the glory of the Lord, the splendor of our God. Lord, I thank you that we get to see the glory of the Lord, the splendor of our God. And then it says this, it says, strengthen the feeble hands. Lord, I thank you that you're doing this with your church right now. Steady the knees that give way. Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong. Do not fear, for your God will come, and he will come with a vengeance, with divine retribution. He will come to save you. It says, then the eyes of the blind will be open. The ears of the deaf will be unstopped. And then it says, then will the lame leap like a deer, and the mute tongue shout for joy. And water will gush forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. And the burning sand, it will become a pool. And the thirsty ground will become bubbling springs. And in the haunting where jackals once lay, there will be grass and reeds and papyrus will grow. And a highway will be there, and it will be called the way of holiness. And the unclean will not journey on it. It will be for those who walk in that way. Wicked fools, they will not go about on it. No lion will be there, nor will any ferocious beast get up on this highway. It says, for they will not be found there, but only the redeemed will walk there. This is that place where the Lord's going to protect those, walk with those, give grace to those, give a joy to those that walk in his ways, that walk with him. Only the redeemed will walk there, and the ransomed of the Lord will return. And it says, and they will enter Zion with singing. Everlasting joy will crown their heads. This is the promise over his people. There will be an everlasting joy that will crown their heads. Gladness and joy will overtake them, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. So, Lord, we thank you for this promise. We thank you for the joy of the Lord. We thank you that there is a strength that is coming to your church. Thank you, Lord, that even in this time tomorrow in prayer, Lord, as we praise, we declare, we decree the very things that are on your heart. Lord, I thank you for a reviving of the church. I thank you for a refreshing of the body of Christ. I thank you for a new joy that comes upon the church, that they'll go out with joy, to be led forth with peace, and the mountains and the hills, they'll burst in song before them. So Lord, I thank you for this day. It's a new day, that is arising for the church. We say yes to everything you've called us to. We lay down all the things that are not of you. Lord, I thank you. Idols are coming down. All the things that have been risen up, all the stuff that has come into this nation, we say tomorrow, Lord, let it be declared and decreed that these things are coming down. Lord, the things about abortion and the spirit of this LGBTQ that is it's not of you. We say, Lord, anything that raises itself above the knowledge of God, it's coming down, that people will be set free of these things. Lord, that there is a healing coming to your church, and there is a joy and a freedom that is coming to the body of Christ. Lord, we say, awaken the church in this time. Let there be a joy that comes forth. Let it gush forth. Let it arise. And Lord, where the desert is and the parched land, we say now, Lord, let it be a time of rejoicing and a blossoming, that there will be a bursting into bloom in Jesus' name.